When a parent goes to jail, it can turn a child's world upside down. Thousands of Vermont kids know what that feels like. And each summer, some of those kids spend a week together at Camp Agape. Camp Agape is a free sleepaway summer camp in Plymouth for elementary age kids who have an incarcerated parent. It's got swimming and fishing and arts and crafts, and it's been around for 20 years. Lucia McCallum of the University of Vermont Community News Service recently spent a day at camp.
At Camp Agape, mornings start with singing. About 30 kids are belting out classic camp songs and Christian worship songs. It's 11-year-old Jaden's fourth summer here.
I love this song so much. I think it's Waterfall. Yep, it's Waterfall. There's been a woodpecker right here.
Yeah? Do you like to sing?
I love it. My Savior, I give you glory.
Jaden's mom taught him to sing, but he says he's an artist because of his dad, who's been incarcerated for most of Jaden's life. Camp Agape was founded in 2006 by several Vermont church congregations. Its goal is to be a fun, safe, and accepting place for any kid who's had an incarcerated parent. Here's Jaden again. We're only using campers' first names for their privacy.
Yeah, well, like, this camp is just to get away from, like, all stress and worries. It's a really fun place to go.
Camp Agape is led by volunteers and funded by grants and donations. It's hosted at Bethany Birch's, a Christian youth camp in Plymouth, although campers don't have to be religious to attend. This summer, 36 kids ages 8 to 12 came through. 10-year-old Nicholas says, when you're here, you can actually be yourself.
You don't have to hide, like your parents, like how you have to do at school sometimes.
And that's the magic of Camp Agape. While campers are cooking dinner over a campfire or catching salamanders down at the pond, they get to talk about their lives with people who can relate.
My name's Cricket. My name's actually Ava, but we go by camp names here.
Cricket's on her 11th summer at Agape. She's a counselor now, but she started coming here as a camper when she was 9.
Growing up, a lot of the adults in my life weren't the best role models for me. Coming to camp, there was a lot more stability.
Cricket says Agape was the highlight of her summers as a kid. And now she gets to share that with her campers.
And they're like, oh, no way, like, your parents were in jail? And I'm like, yeah, like, I get it. And so I feel like I can just connect with them a lot more than other counselors can.
Beth Ann Mayer is the camp's director. She's a retired pediatrician from Waterbury. And she says when a parent goes to jail or prison, it's hard on a kid's mental and physical health.
Many, many of our kids walk into camp with a stress level that is 9 to 9.5 on a 0 to 10 scale.
So the camp staff, which includes a social worker, do all kinds of things to help put kids at ease. They give the campers a lot of choice. They try not to rush them, and they set clear expectations.
There's a lot of writing right now about what it means to be trauma-informed, and I think that these are the things that we do.
Camp is only a week long. Still, staff here say it makes a difference. Kids form close relationships that last for years, and they practice skills here like resilience and empathy. Cricket says she wants adults who work with kids to remember to practice their empathy too.
You don't know what's going on in kids' lives, and so when you encounter kids that are being difficult, assume that they're trying their best.
She says the most important things adults can do for kids are show up, be patient, and listen.
Just be that one safe person for them.
It's late in the afternoon on the last day of camp, and kids are getting ready to board the bus home. Logan's 8 years old, and he missed his baby brother this week. He's excited to get home to see him and share everything he's learned here.
This is why I came to this camp, because I want to show how strong I am and how when he grows older, he can come to this camp.
Bye! As the bus pulls away, the counselors run after it, yelling and waving goodbye. And as the kids look back, they see Camp Agape cheering them on. With producer Kelsey Kupfer, I'm Lucia McCallum, University of Vermont Community News Service.